Now, does that mean that you're all of a sudden doormat and you say, oh, well, if you're distressed, you can kick me and punch me and everything? No. The same compassion that protects you from being annoyed and bothered protects your sensibilities and enables you to know exactly what's best for you and for them at the moment. So it's that compassion that tells you when you should protect yourself and when you should... the traction enables you to get away faster if you have to. It gives you the coordination to take whatever action you need to take. When you lose that compassion and you get bothered and annoyed, you're going to find you cannot protect yourself from the world. You don't have the wisdom to do it, and you just don't have the wherewithal because you've lost some of your powers when you get bothered. So those rubber-soled shoes really stand you in good stead when you're facing adversity and when you're facing the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune and of other people's frailties. If you're going to be in a situation with a troubled person, you're better off with rubber-soled shoes on than socks. That's what I'm saying. And the even more important benefit, perhaps, is that while it's all happening, while you're with the upset person, you're protected. You will feel compassionate and warmly towards them. So you will feel good. You won't feel like you were put out by their bad state of mind. The other factor, the other question I'm asked is, well, George, what can you do for this poor soul? You know, this poor soul is down and upset, and let's say you're able to maintain your bearings and you're at peace with the situation. How can you help them? Well, the compassion helps them. Every second that you have rubber-soled shoes on or leather-soled shoes on and you have that feeling of goodwill and warmth, that is calming down the other person's insecurities. It's an active force that actually gets in the heart of the other person and helps them. Now, how quickly will it do it? How much will it do it? Depends on how upset they are and how warm you are. But make no mistake about it, that's how people get comforted, is through the compassion of their fellow person. And compassion, understanding, humor, they all come in those high attraction levels. So that's the way it works. It's the higher the attraction levels, the warmer you feel, the better effect you have on others. Just as annoyance and bother brings out defensiveness in others, warmth and compassion brings out innocence and goodwill in others. So in a very real sense, your level of well-being is determining what your world looks like. If you walk around in an angry state, you'll notice that the world is very, very defensive. Okay? And you might even tell people, boy, the world is awful defensive. If you walk around in a state of understanding and well-being, you'll think that everybody else is nice. You live in a nice world. So in a very real sense, you and I create our own world, interpersonal world, by bringing out either the best or the worst in other people, according to our own sense of well-being. When we're at high traction levels, the people around us will appear to be more responsive, more cooperative. At low traction levels, the rest of the world will look resistant, defensive, and uncooperative. And that's absolutely holds true through the entire scale. Every time you move up the traction scale, the world gets a little more pliable, amenable, cooperative. And every time you move down, it becomes a little more rigid, oppositional, and adversarial. And that's the secret to understanding human interactions, is the traction levels.